Elements, a Sonnet Cycle, written by Talara.
Read by Jinkyo for Talara for Purim Gifts 2016.
Summary, a cycle of five blank verse sonnets in iambic pentameter. A slightly different approach in answering the question what Kirk and Spock are to each other. First published in Legends, number 7. Editor, Dova Block, 2012. Nominated for the Fan Quality Awards, 2013. Chapter 1, Earth, not only a planet. To be each other's stalwart, solid rock, a cliff to face and recognize as home, a beach to walk on, sand between our toes, dry, glistening hot grains in red and soft, white velvet dunes caressing sight and touch, and soft green grass exotic and well-known, a stubborn blanket wrapped around our yin for flying, grounding wanderlust inside. The two of us, combined like potter's clay into one entity of here and now in confident resistiveness of flesh, five senses seeking hold and finding us. The proof of our existence, our desire, a stronghold made of stones and labeled we. Chapter 2, Water Against Many a Thirst. To be each other's surging billows force, white-crested waters gilding wanton depths of precious ocean's resonating moan, wet kisses lavish to the desert skin, drink in the cherished sight and drown in sighs, and taste an iridescent bead of dew, unstilling lovers' hunger for divine ambrosia, permitting to let go. Abandon our ship to roaring waves, undying to the tide that's flowing in, enfolded in trust's gentle, pleasant rain, love found impossible to ebb away. Safe haven of the mingled tears too pure to separate one drop from its sure match. Chapter 3, Fire, Burning and Not Consumed. To be each other's everlasting light, much brighter than the many suns we've seen, illuminating even darkest paths around us and yet more inside ourselves, encasing hot desire's burning drive, ignited by first blush, non-volatile, a passion kept ablaze by deepest love, still feeding flames closed autumn in on us. What fuels our voyages and sparks exploratory minds which think alike? An energy with glows in mated souls that learnt to play with fire, not turn ash. The primal zest for life is strongest shared. Thou burnst for me as I do burn for thee. Chapter 4, Air, an Elixir of Life. To be each other's atmosphere of trust, in knowing freedom not until it's found, inside the other's mind, exhale your thoughts to feed my gasp, suck in my moans in trade, away you take my breath, bestow the kiss of life upon my lips, instill your soft and cherished breeze into my empty ache, let caution be thrown to the wind of faith. A playful puff of air, a tempest soon, whenever lust meets lust in panting storm, blow promises mine whispered words onto our flesh and keep them in our souls for good. Inhale the scent which spells doubtlessly, we, this lore an arch above the skies we sail. Chapter 5, Quenta y Sentia, A Quest and Answer. To be each other's deathless universe. Congeniality of souls, a ship, a friend, relation, brother, kin, and space, beyond the tangled limbs and thoughts entwined, beyond the drops of lust and sorrow mixed, beyond the mingled breath in pain and joy, what drives the two of us together? Name it, fate to share this time and place of all. Sheer beauty of coincidence, or is this bond a chance to catch a glimpse of life's essential mystic inner workings. We will never fully understand, but awe-inspiring is it to know 'tis more than just the sum of our love's mere elements. To leave feedback for the writer, please visit archiveofourown.com/users/Talara, T-L-A-R-A.